Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
You know, Fridays we always start how we start, but I love when Millennial Ben comes out with something hard to start the show the rest of the days. We need it. It's like a jolt.
It's like a little shot of coffee on National Caffeine Day.
Today is National Coffee Day.
Yeah, yeah. This is my day, baby. Let's celebrate me for a while. Coffee.
Mark, you and I are about the same age.
That's yeah, right. You and George.
That's why I need the coffee, George.
You and George. Celebrating
why I need the coffee.
National Coffee Day. Your normal coffee intake, will it go up today? Like, you do a lot of grinding during the week, a lot of prep work for your game. Who you got this week, by the way?
I've got Giants at Los Angeles Rams.
Bad game, great market matchup.
Huge, huge percentage of
you
the country.
You go into New York and L.A.?
Yeah, huge percentage of the country.
Oh, Mark, this might be your big national coming out party.
That could be. Could be.
Could be the New York... if the New York media...
I could become a New York media darling?
You could. Or, you know how those newspaper people are back there? They're scathing.
Oh, yeah. They could complain like I'm having too much fun in the booth.
Right. Why doesn't he take it more serious?
He's too jokey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like a little bit more analysis, please.
Yes.
A little less joking around, a little bit more analysis, please.
What's wrong with the G-men? yeah, it'll be interesting.
All right.
Although, I watched two of their games, their last two games yesterday. Not the coaches' film, just the games. And I like to watch them and then write names down and just try to get some of the main players. I tell you, he's playing pretty well over there. They could really use him over here. Isaac Yiadom. He's actually making some plays, yeah.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
He's tall.
Seriously.
They're not a good team, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, he's found himself a role and he's actually played pretty well.
Like a starting role?
I don't think so. He's off the bench. Yeah, coming in nickel situations and things like that, yeah.
All right, so he's not officially the guy that got away.
No. I'm not saying that, but I meant like he made some plays, in the last couple of games. He's flashed, like they make a lot of mistakes in their secondary, a lot of communication mistakes in their secondary, but, when he comes in nickel, he moves out to the outside a lot. Somebody else goes in the slot and he actually has played pretty well.
When you were doing all your film study for the Broncos last week.
Yeah.
Did Jarrell Casey pop out at you at all?
No.
So, him being lost for the season is,
well,
what?
It's a tough injury. He didn't pop out to me because, as I told you guys when we traded for Jarrell Casey, he's a 5-sack a guy a year, but his sacks come because other guys are getting pressure and flushing him. He's not beating, he's not consistently beating people and getting into the backfield. You know, he reminds me a little bit like, back in the day, Daniel Stubblefield won an MVP of the NFL, and he wasn't even the MVP of his own team. Brian Young was way better. But Daniel Stubblefield fell into 15 sacks. I mean, they were all at the line of scrimmage because he's getting maxed out of the line of scrimmage. He'd slip off, and, I mean, not all of them. I shouldn't say that. That's rude. But he just wasn't even close to the best player on his football team. And he won the league MVP because, the New York media can't see beyond sacks. Just like last week, people were saying in Tampa, well, Shaq Barrett doesn't have any sacks, so he must not be playing great. He was playing great. So, that's kind of what it is. Jarrell Casey's playing really well against the run. You saw how, they defended the heck out of the run. The week before, Tampa Bay really ran the ball, really ran it well against Carolina. He defended the heck out of the run. He's just not going to compile a lot of statistics on sacks and things because that's not really his game. So are they going to miss him? Absolutely. Are you as fans gonna recognize that, what he was doing? Probably not. Unless the run numbers and the run totals go way, way up. Because one thing Vic Fangio does, and this is impressive. This is an impressive part of Denver's defense. Man, they play a too high safety look the majority of the time. And normally what you would say is we're going to run them out of that look. We're just going to pound them. They defend the run with a light box. And they do it consistently. Purcell's that way. Jarrell Casey's that way. Shelby Harris did that. And, you know, they got two linebackers that are pretty good thumpers. Josie Jewell and Johnson. So, yeah, that part will be missed. I mean, if all of a sudden the run totals just start creeping up. I mean, heck.
They're sixth or seventh right now in the league, fewest rushing yards allowed per game.
Right. So, that's
it. Hurts.
Yeah, that part is going to hurt. Absolutely.
Okay. But he was never going to be a jump out at you type guy.
Well, I mean, again, the jump out at you stuff is how many sacks did he have? You know, that's what people look at.
But I think we conditioned ourselves and anybody listening to this show, we were quite aware that this was not a guy that was going to come in and be a big sack guy, that you were getting a guy
right.
who was going to be really stout against the run.
Mm-hmm.
And would be a great addition, team leader. Well-respected guy.
Yeah.
Well-respected veteran.
Yeah, a guy that's going to show up and he's going to prep hard and get himself ready to play. And, you know, it's good when you have a football team that's going to struggle to have guys that help guys learn how to play, you know, and be professionals, if you will.
Think he's back next year?
Wow. No.
Why not?
Mike, it's just a gut feeling I have. Like, he's older, now he's been hurt and he's out for the year. I just feel like there's going to be, you know, a lot of changes.
Yeah, they don't owe him any.
They don't owe him anything?
Nothing after.
Yeah.
No dead cap money after this year. And we knew going in that the Casey move was maybe a for a year or two.
Yeah, it's a rental.
You know, just a Band-Aid right now.
Mm-hmm.
Help you try to win right now, but not a big part of your future.
Did you catch yourself yesterday, last night, you know, getting excited for this Baltimore-Kansas City game?
Mm-hmm.
And, bring on a Jackson 5! And showtime!
The one thing that just kept creeping into my mind was there was one word.
Forfeit?
No. Identical.
What do you mean identical?
Well, I mean.
What's identical?
Kansas City's offense and our offense, because we're just as fast as them. So okay. it was identical. I mean,
yeah.
I could hardly tell the difference.
I know. Didn't know where the Broncos offense ended and the Chiefs began.
I know. I mean, it was
a blur.
Right? I mean, boy.
Well,
boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I know all you, we got speed now. Now we can go toe to toe with Kansas City in a shootout. Remember that? Remember that offseason talk?
Yeah.
That all you folks were, all that narrative that you guys fell into. Clown show.
He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after.
It's gonna be what now? 11 straight losses to Kansas City.
Oof. Well, one thing I'll give you credit for: you're never one to beat a dead horse,
dude. Listen, Dave, I will ride that horse into the grave that we dug in the summertime, in the winter, and then when it's laying in the grave before I put dirt on it, I'm going to beat it.
Just like one more time.
Michael Jackson, beat it.
We get
identical.
We get the point. Coming up next, is this
do season? Do you really get the point? Identical.
I do.
Okay, good.
Is this season shaping up as a free pass season for Elway and the Broncos? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
My morale's always going to be up, you know. It's a tough time. We've got to fight through it. We got to keep pounding. And that's what we plan on doing. But, you know, it's not going to break me or it's not going to break the staff. We're going to keep pounding away.
All right, so nothing changes, according to Vic Fangio, but does it change for you as a Broncos fan? Mark, with yet another injury, Jarrell Casey, add on to everything else that they've dealt with. Is this season shaping up as a free pass?
I hope not. I hope not. And let me just point this out to the Avs man, who is, you know.
Oh, is he already on?
Yeah. How come injuries are an excuse for the Broncos, but they're not for the Avs? So let me just say this. I sat with Vic Fangio on Friday and said, I don't feel sorry for you.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Back it up. Context, please. Give me some context. How did that
I said, I know everybody's going to talk about injuries and stuff, but let me just tell you, I don't feel sorry for you. This is the NFL. The teams don't feel sorry for you. They're not going to say, hey, we got to take it easy on the Broncos. They've been injured.
That's obvious.
Everybody's injured. San Francisco's as much, maybe even more injured than we are. But you know what? You know what? Ultimately, this is an indictment on John Elway and his staff for something I've been saying for years and years and years. They don't have enough depth. They don't have enough quality depth. They've done such a poor job in free agency and in the draft that when you get injuries, you can't overcome them. And I get that, hey, guys are backups for a reason. They're not as good as your starters. But the depth and the quality of depth on this team, as I've told you many times before, going back several years, this team goes 25 deep at most. And that's one of the reasons you had special team issues. You know, everybody talks about, hey, why are our special teams so bad? Well, because you don't have enough depth. You don't have enough depth of good players. And you haven't developed enough, and you have missed so many second and third rounders, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, where your team should be made up. And you know what? There's a reason you're constantly starting free agents. You're constantly starting seventh rounder. You know why? It's not because they're so much better than the guys you draft. It's because the guys you drafted in the second and third round aren't good, haven't been good enough. So, I mean, that's a harsh reality. And so do I feel sorry? I don't feel the least bit sympathy. You get hurt in this league. There's 100% probability of you getting hurt. Have a plan. You haven't had a legitimate backup quarterback in this town for 5 years. And you roll out a garbage offensive line every year without a legitimate backup quarterback to teach a young guy how to play. Oh, we know what? We're good with Simeon and Paxton Lynch. As soon as Paxton Lynch gets off his Xbox. Oh, we're good with, you know, we're good with, Case Keenum and Rusty Gutfeld. Rusty Gutfeld's a hell of a player. That guy is going to be something someday. Chad Kelly can back him up. As soon as we get him off the, neighbor's couch in a drunken stupor. Yeah, come on. Seriously. So man, it sucks to be hurt. Nobody's played hurt more than me. Nobody's aware of that more than I am. But you know what, Mike? It's not an excuse. They're not gonna say, hey, listen, what we're gonna do is we're gonna pull 5 starters from this game so that we can make it more competitive. It's not how the NFL works. And so,
What did Fangio say when you said you didn't feel sorry for him?
He goes, you don't? I go, no.
Was he trying? Did you get the sense that he felt that some
no
sympathy should be extended?
No, not at all. Okay, he's not playing the victim. He's good. Not playing. He's like, great. I understand. Awesome. I understand how this league operates. Man, he knows more than he knows. He's been in this league. You know, I've been involved in this league for what now? 20 years of broadcasting in the NFL and 12 years of playing. 32 years I've been involved in this league. So Vic Fangio and I go back to about the same time frame. We've both been involved in this league for over three decades. He knows as well as I do. Hey man, them's the breaks.
Okay, so there's a difference between, the way I look at it, there's a difference between writing off the season and what kind of accountability comes with what happens the rest of the season. I don't believe you should write off the season either. As far as I'm concerned, these injuries haven't changed anything as far as what I'm looking to get out of this season. I told you last week, the things I'm looking for, I want to know by the end of the season if Drew Lock can be the guy. I want to know by the end of the season if Bradley Chubb is the guy you could build this defense around.
Right.
And you know what? I'll add one more to it now. I want to know by the end of the season whether or not Justin Simmons is really worth investing in. Because the early returns, at least from watching on the couch, not that good.
And
right now the Broncos, I think, seem and look justified in not having rolled out a big contract for him.
Agreed. I mean, so far, you know, I've done three games so far. I saw what I think maybe the best safety in football in Jamal Adams.
Oh.
The dude is just a difference maker. You know what else I saw the last 2 weeks? I saw a guy that is a rookie that is as good as just about any safety in football. And that is, Antoine Winfield. Antoine Winfield Jr. Let me tell you, from a coverage standpoint, from a run the alley and run support, and he is a natural pass rusher, a natural blitzer. I talked to Jason Light, the GM of Tampa, and that's one of the first guys he mentioned. He goes, what a football player. Like, and again, you know, his dad played for 14 years in the league, had 27 interceptions. He intercepted Tom Brady in like 2003. I mean, his dad was a great NFL cornerback. And, you know, this cat, Winfield, can play. He's one of their nickel slot backups. He can play corner, and he's an unbelievable rangy safety that's got an unbelievable ability to understand the pass rush. He's a great, great young player. And yeah, I'm with you on that, man. I think that was, you know what? I'll give them their props on that. I think they made the right decision to wait and see.
Hey, Broncos country, how do you feel about two games with the Chiefs after what you watched last night? Morning Brew, coming up next.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep hiking, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
You know, I was watching the tape last night. I saw the play kind of where it happened. You can see him reach for his hand and his arm. And I believe that was the play. It was some point there in the second half, I believe. And, you know, look, with a lot of injuries, you know, they don't seem as bad as they end up being.
Well, this one ended up being bad as Jarrell Casey with a bicep injury that will cost him his season and... Now, quite possibly, that was it. When it comes to his Bronco run here, he did not figure to be here long anyway for somebody who's in his early 30s. But the hits keep coming on the injury front. But, Mark, we've been talking about the idea of a free pass at all. And to me, the reason why I just can't give this team a free pass is because... This just, I think, only shines more of a light on the idea of how bad they have been the last several years when it comes to drafting. And that, first of all, you were in a position because of poor drafting where you had to reach out and try to slap a Band-Aid on it with a guy like Jarrell Casey. And now with him out, it's not like you have anybody or a stockpile of young players to turn to now that he's out. That's accountability. That's why this can't just be a free pass season.
I am completely in lockstep with you on that. And again, you know, anybody who's truly been paying attention knows that even when they say, hey, man, we've had, you know, the last couple of years, there have been great drafts, you know, 18 and 9, really? And Cortland Sutton and what, and I mean, Cortland Sutton and 18 and what else? Drew Locke? Dalton Reisner? Is that what we, was that? Or that was 19, right? So, I mean, Cortland Sutton and who else in 18? Josie Jewell, who else is playing from 18 draft?
Oh.
I mean, this is...
We'll revisit
but
that.
But can I tell you something? This is an indictment. This great... Oh, Bradley Chubb. He was 5 overall. How sad is that? That the 5th overall pick... And I know it's due to injury, Mike. I understand that it's due to injury. But, you know, he hasn't been able to make an impact this year yet. And, you know, and frankly... When you watch him play, he probably should either be platooning or not playing. But you don't have enough depth to replace him anyhow, so you got to play him.
Next in the morning, bro.
Take a hand off, short roll, throwback left, wide open, Eric Fisher, a tackle eligible, Eric Fisher, the fish jumps out of the pond and goes into the sweet nectar of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
How much fun are they having?
They were just... It looked like they're... You're right. They were having fun yesterday. That was just like, hey, let's go over to the field and let's just start...
The fish!
Freestyling.
Yeah.
And just having fun, drawing up plays in the dirt, slinging it around. Run down to the fire hydrant and cut in. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a show that they put on. Ugh. They got to play them twice? Broncos got to play them twice? Twice? Let's just hope they're
you
bored.
Know what that, you know what that was?
Let's just hope they're bored when they play the Broncos.
That was like high school PE when all the athletes got together in a game of dodgeball on one team and just, you know, we're just smacking you and Scott in the head with those red rubber balls. Just killing you guys.
Man, you got hit in the face by one of those.
Oh.
Because they had all the ridges on them.
Yeah.
And they would hurt.
Well, you had to have the ridges so you get a good grip on them when you're trying to blow up some kid that's, you know, some kid that has no chance.
Those ridges hurt.
Yeah.
Whew.
Just standing around trying to hide and wham, knock his glasses off. It was awesome.
Patrick Mahomes, 5 touchdowns, 4 passing.
Oh, my goodness.
1 running. Yeah. He's really good. Let's get it over with.
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomena. Yeah. And you know what?
Ah, now he doesn't seem so bad.
You know what, though? How about all the just, like, Andy Reid is just making, hey, they're having so much fun, they're just making stuff up. You know, let's hand it off to a receiver, have him pitch it back to Mahomes, then have the running back throw it. You know, I mean, Lord have mercy.
So who do we like more, the sausage or the fish?
I like the sausage. Yeah, the sausage is just...
The sausage.
Resonates more with this show.
By the way, what do we make of Lamar Jackson? At what point does Lamar get tagged with, dude can't win the big one?
Dude, hey, listen, man, I've told you this for a while. The Baltimore Ravens can't throw themselves back into a game. That's not his thing, man. I mean, we can sit there and say, boy, he's deadly accurate. Well, yeah, when you're running at 6 yards a clip and you throw some play action, you get single coverage and they don't cover a guy. Yeah, that's going to work. But, you know, Lamar is not going to throw you back in to get, you know, I've said it for a while, and you can be mad at me for it. You can be angry at me for it. You get this right now. Here's a good time. This was from Wingo last night, Trey Wingo. As a starting quarterback, Lamar Jackson's Ravens are 18-0 when he has a 10-point lead, and when they're down 10 or more, they're 0-4. If they can't stay true to what they are, we got to run it down your throat with our quarterback, with our running game, with this kind of heavy spread option group. Then if we have a 10-point lead and we can do that, we will crush you. If we get down, we don't have a chance. That's the Baltimore Ravens, Mike, and that's what happens to them come playoff time. Until that guy can eviscerate somebody from the pocket, which he is not able to do at this point in his career, that's what they are.
We got a Jackson 5.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Maroon cuts off the pass and counters across the blue line. Buster goes to Paquette. Right to go. Coleman! Score! By Coleman! 2-0 Lightning! And what a play in the neutral zone by Pat Maroon!
Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Wow. Brady goes to Tampa and already championships are following.
I'm telling you what. It's unbelievable. It's like Boston back in the day when the Bruins were winning and the Red Sox were winning and the Patriots were winning.
Tampa becoming that new town?
Yeah.
So,
I love Tom Brady.
At least the Dallas Stars lost, because had the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup, an Avs man, an Avalanche fan would have to spend the entire rest of this offseason, I was going to say the rest of the summer, but the summer's over. The rest of this fall and winter before we get into the next hockey season. I know, it's weird. Thinking about the fact that with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third period of Game 7, they were up 4-3 over the Stars. Thank God the Stars didn't win the Cup.
If the Stars won the Cup, though, the transitive property of sports, Avs man would have made his own Stanley Cup out of tinfoil, because he would have been like, if it was only for Groovy, we would have won the Stanley Cup. So we're actually sharing the Stanley Cup. He's got a little one. He's drinking, you know, club soda out of it or whatever he does. All tinfoil, carrying around to work, makes a little case out of it, old suitcase.
NBA Finals start tonight. Go Heat. Leave it at that. All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss called the Broncos a what? Based on what he saw on Sunday, he'll tell us next. All right, time to say good morning. Welcome in. He's a new proud grandpa.
Hey, that's awesome.
He is a famous, back-in-the-day baseball writer. And now he is your 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. We are, of course, talking about Mike Kliss. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. Yeah, the years just, they just slip by, you know. One minute you're a baseball writer, next minute you're a grandpa.
Hey, listen, congratulations. Is this the first grandchild?
Second. I have another one, a grandson who's, 3.
You know what I like to say, Mike, and I absolutely torture my son, and they're about ready to have their third. And there's what I say. The reason grandkids and grandparents get along so well is because they have a common enemy, the parent. And I absolutely torture my kids. I love it. I absolutely love it. So anyhow, I'm listening to the drive yesterday. I was driving to the airport to actually pick up my granddaughters and my kid. And I heard you call the Broncos the worst football team you've watched, the worst Broncos team you've watched, and you've been watching since Floyd Little. Have you had time to reflect on that and take some calls? I mean, where are you? Are you still there?
Yeah, the team that they had out there, I mean, it was just like, and injuries have a lot to be fair to the people who put this team together. I mean, Von Miller's not there, and, you know, they brought in basically Ticklo to replace him. Drew Locke's not there, and it was Jeff Driskel to replace him. Cortland Sutton is not part of it. I mean, that performance with their punt team that's making mistakes, you see in high school football, you know, the punter dropping the ball, the guy coming straight up the middle to block the punt. I mean, that type of thing. Maybe it was the fact that there were only 5,000 people scattered. It had that look and feel of the team getting blown out in the fourth quarter and everybody gone. It had that that environment from the start in the game. But yeah, that's a terrible product they were putting out there. on Sunday. It's a tough watch. Mark, I know you had to call that game and try to shine it up a little bit. I don't know. That must have been a tough assignment because it was a tough watch.
Visit with Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider. So, is this now a free pass season for the Broncos, in your opinion? Does it remove accountability for Vic Fangio and John Elway?
No. No, it doesn't. Maybe we'll have to see on Fangio because I thought he was doing a pretty good job. He did a pretty good job in the Pittsburgh game, you know, with everybody that went down and, you know, when Locke went down and they still battled and they were still in the game. Tennessee, you know, they gave them all they wanted. He obviously was accountable and had to answer questions on his game management at the end of that game. But, you know, I do think he's coaching a short deck here. They're well down into the practice squad now. They got a lot of JVs that have been promoted to the varsity here on this team. They had five guys active Sunday who were practice squatters at this time last week. And there's probably going to be one or two more brought up this week, you know, in light of the injury to Jarrell Casey.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things too that I talked about earlier on the program. I don't feel sorry for them. I mean, I look at this and I understand that you're playing with a lot of the JV players, but you have missed consistently in free agency. You've missed consistently in the draft in the last 5-6 years. You've missed the second rounders. You've missed the third rounders. You've missed the bulk of your roster. That's what they should be made of, and they're not. And that's why I've said for 2-3 years, this roster is like 25 deep. I think that's why they struggle on special teams. I just don't think they're talented enough, Mike. And that goes directly to John Elway in the front office.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt, John. There's not excuses in the NFL. It's about wins and losses. And all you got to do is go back. It really started. Another problem here, guys, is it started back in 2016 with Gary Kubiak's, you know, second and last season. When they, you know, were 7-3 going against a 7-3 Kansas City team. And Simeon throws that touchdown to Fowler, and they're up 24-16 with 3 minutes to go. And that was when everything changed. Obviously, there were events, there were a lot that happened that led up to this dramatic change, or in the Broncos' case, drastic fall. But that was the line right there. Was, you know, Tyreek Hill caught the 4th and 10. Chiefs go on to win the game in overtime. The Broncos haven't beaten the Chiefs since. The Chiefs have gone on to win every AFC West title, and they've got a Super Bowl ring, and looks like they got a good chance to win another one this year if they stay healthy. And the Broncos, meanwhile, finished that season 2-4. They won a garbage game in the last game, Kubiak's last game. Then they go 5-11. 6-10, 7-9, now 0-3. There's only three teams in that span, guys, who have done worse. They're playing one of them on Thursday, the Jets, and the Giants and the Bengals. Those are the only teams that have been worse than the Broncos since the last six games of 2016. So it's a systematic problem here.
All right, Mike, is there any sense that you get that John Elway is on any kind of a hot seat?
Sure. Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
You know, I think they got to. I mean, I don't think he's. I don't think. I think right now they're waiting to see. You got to wait to see how this season plays out. But, you know, if the Broncos are 4-12, I would think, you know, there'll be a watch, see what Joe Ellis does here.
All right, Michael, thank you, man. We appreciate you. I know it's kind of a depressing time for Bronco fans right now, especially watching what the Chiefs did last night. It just makes you kind of sick to your stomach.
They did. They, watching that game, I almost tweeted it out. The Broncos sure seem far away, don't they?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes. Especially on offense.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. As far as whether or not there is a free pass for the Broncos this season, there is another team that the Broncos can look to.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.